anger at racism and class inequality. Working class youth snap up socialist ideas. Mass protests erupt London. Over 100,000 on the streets. Things will never be the same. A sea of protesters, wave after wave, poured out of the stations. They'd stuck to the stay-at-home rules for months. Now their accumulated anger burst out. What brought 50,000 to protest in Hyde Park in central London on Wednesday, the 3rd of June? What brought 100,000 to Parliament Square on Saturday, the 6th of June? Or 100,000 again to the US Embassy in Battersea, South London on Sunday, the 7th of June? The crowds were huge, you couldn't move at points, but all wore PPE, of course. The racist murder of George Floyd was the start of a litany of issues. Cardboard placards and chants for Belly Mujinga, the London rail station worker who died from coronavirus after being spat on at work, were also everywhere. One of the young Socialist Party members on the protest said he'd never experienced a protest like it. And no wonder. The people who came to these protests have changed in the last 3 months. The pandemic has changed them. They're less tolerant of injustice, and know who keeps society going, the working class. Every demand the Socialist Party raised with protesters was enthusiastically welcomed. Across the 3 days, 600 queued up to find out about joining the Socialist Party. 600 also bought a copy of The Socialist. When protesters saw our headline, "Fight Racism, Class Inequality and Capitalism," they dived at us to buy it. "That's what I'm talking about, fight racism and class inequity, bruv," said one protester. When they saw our placards, "Malcolm X saying you can't have capitalism without racism, and the Socialist Party's demands for jobs and homes, not racism," they snapped them up. Yes. Exactly. "This is what I've been debating with my boyfriend. We can't just fight racism, we have to fight the whole system," said another protester. "We ran out of placards and posters, such was the huge demand. We ran out of leaflets, after distributing thousands and thousands. And £1,400 was donated to the Socialist Party's fighting fund." The Socialist Party hosted an open mic on our portable mega sound system. When we mentioned capitalism, it was booed. When we mentioned socialism, it was cheered. I got up to speak on the open mic, and said I was a socialist. "Yes. I heard behind me. We said, build a united movement against racism and link the struggle to defeat it with the fight for jobs, homes and safety for all." And other protesters who spoke on our mic agreed. How could they not? Working class youth, black, Asian and minority ethnic, and white, had come to protest in their tens of thousands. Marches set off across central London, going where they pleased. The police didn't dare try to stop them. It feels like, if this movement gets organized, and links up with organized workers, things will never be the same again. Ian Paterson.